Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
My apologies that we're a day late.
Ah.
Yeah. But it's all right. It's only a day late if you're downloading. If you're listening online, it's out at the same time. In which case, I apologise for nothing. And anyway, look at me, I'm a fucking tiger.
You got your opinions that I can't understand, that I can't comprehend, the things you are about, because you see the food of so many things, and then you say what you're gonna do, fucking it, fucker. And you think that you're right, but you won't compromise. And you think that you're right, but you just might turn down. It's your opinion, and it makes you think I'm right. You look at me, give me shit, we gotta see both sides. You follow propaganda, you believe what you like. An uninformed opinion, spreading ignorance alive. You believe what you are told, and then look at the facts. And when it's true that you are wrong, you still won't take it back. And you think that you're right, but you are compromised. And you think that you're right, you just got to die. And you base your opinion, and it makes you think I'm right. You look at me, give me shit, we gotta see both sides. You won't compromise. And you think that you're wrong, but you just got denied. And you base your opinion on the things you think are right. You look at me and give me shit, but you gotta see both sides. You look at me and give me shit, and you gotta see both sides. You look at me and give me shit, but you gotta see both sides. Look at me, I'm a fucking tiger.
Here's Paul.
You're listening to Dr. Slagglebury underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Revenge of the Psychotronic Man, and a track from their new album. The track's called Look at Me, I'm a Fucking Tiger. The album is called Shattered Dreams Partway, and it is brilliant. I can, we'll be playing more of this in coming weeks, and well done to the boys at TNS for bringing this out, and well done to Revenge of the Psychotronic Man for doing such another great job, another great album. I've got a feeling Look at Me, I'm a Fucking Tiger is another line from Alan Partridge.
Oh, right. Well, I'd say it's a great thing for a song.
They use for a lot of the titles for their songs. Absolutely brilliant. Well done. What I want to know is, what is their website?
Revenge of the Psychotronic Man.co.uk.
No, Revenge of the Psychotronic Man.com.
Lucky.
Poorly being Internet 1, Tony Nil. I would normally have some additional material for you in the shape of a poem or joke, but I've got nothing. Huh. So if you do have a poem for us, please do email poorlyb@punkyradio.com, title your email Poetry Corner. If you have a joke, do the same thing, but title the email Comedy Suburbs. Other than that, I've got nothing.
Nothing.
But I have got news. As of now, I have just got a new gig in Bulldog in Hertfordshire, which is going to be starting in November, and there will be more information about that as and when it approaches. And I understand that the wonderful Mr. Tony Hearn will be adding a Bulldog comedy page to the lastminutecomedy.com website.
I think he's scheduled it in for 2013.
He has. I think he has, yeah, when he's not filing. So, this show is going to be info full, not necessarily about the bands. I haven't got that much information about some of the bands this week, but I have got bands from all over the world this week. The band you've just heard are the only British band we're playing. Every single band from a different country this week. I haven't done that in a while.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
And here we come straight in with the second track, in fact. This is come through via Simon Says and People Like You Records, as does another band on this week's show, in fact. The band called The Peacocks, which we've never played before on this show. They've been around for years. They're one of these bands that they're sort of, I'd call them punk and roll. They're sort of punk rock, but with a stand-up bass. So lots of psychobillies like them, lots of punks like them. And they're from Switzerland, my friend. So what I want to know is, what is the Peacocks website?
The Peacocks dot... What was Switzerland? SW?
No! The Peacocks.ch. You were on the right track, though. Unlucky. Poorly being the internet too, Tony Nil. I shouldn't bring up what I can't put down. You're listening to Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Peacocks and the track from their new album, which I think is out on October the 8th. So you can probably make two advance orders now via People Like You Records or via thepeacocks.ch. Now then, have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
Excellent.
Thanks for your Facebook comments.
Oh, should we do a song?
Go on then.
Go on, I'll have to get my guitar. Talk for a minute.
Yeah, so if you are on Facebook, don't forget, leave us a comment. Easy way to do it, go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Easy way to do it, like our page, leave us a comment on our wall, we'll read it out. Don't send us any messages, we don't really check the messages on there, so always best to email us tony@punkyradio.com or paulab@punkyradio.com. So I'm building up anticipation of the great guitar intro we're going to hear shortly.
Right. Here goes. Now this is a bit dark and sad this week. Ooh. Hence A minor to start with. You ready?
Yeah.
Facebook.
Nice.
Thanks.
Yes, you've got a knack with these little tunes.
I have, haven't I?
Yeah. The sad was I was thinking A minor. Oh, God, I know a song that starts in A minor. It was the same one.
Wait,
that's ridiculous.
That's a bit odd.
Just got one Facebook comment this week, and it is related, from Dick Sharp. In reply to your comment last week, me and this bloke called Dick did it. He did the instrumental, I did the vocals. He says, challenge accepted, Paul, shall we? I believe that was about the last little intro you created last week.
No, I don't know what that means.
No, it was reference to last week's show, and we always forget what happened last week's show.
Yeah, I've got no idea what happened last week at all.
Well, thanks, Dick.
Yeah,
that's it for Facebook.
Facebook,
nice.
Right, so next track I'm going to tell you a bit about before we play it.
Okay.
Because this is a new one that's come through from Voodoo Rhythm Records, and hello Reverend Beatman, and thank you. We continue saying this is an artist called Becky Lee and Drunkfoot, who, I'll be honest with you, I'd never heard of before. The new album is called Hello Black Halo. I'll ask you about the website after it. I don't know how to describe this. It's a bit like early Cramps, but with a lady singing. That's nice, isn't it? Huh. I think you'll like it. Anyway, crank this up. Be prepared to not rock out. This doesn't rock so much as ooze, as very much the Cramps do. One of the favourite quote of mine about the Cramps was that they don't rock, they ooze, and this album does as well. It oozes. Also a little bit like a Ravonettes if they were a little bit harsher. You'll see what I mean in a minute. Anyway, this is Mess in Your Mind.
Dummy Twat.
You're listening to Guana Bats Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Becky Lee and Drunkfoot from the new album, which I've just put down. I'm going to put that all here. From the new album, Hello Black Halo, which now I've told a lie, because I said there's a different band from each country this week, and I've just looked at the info here, and Becky Lee and Drunkfoot appear to also be from Switzerland.
Ah.
Fancy that. Two tracks from Switzerland in a row, and I didn't even realise it would make sense, really, with them. Are based in Bern, in my favourite street in the whole of the world, the Wankdorf Fieldstrasse. Wanked off in a field street. It's fantastic.
Nice.
Yeah. If you've ever been wanked off in a field, why not contact Paulie B at Punky Radio, type in your email, I got wanked off in a field. Tell us all about it. I'll read it out on the show next week. And you don't need to bring up the names of the other people concerned. Otherwise, you know, it could be a bit dodgy. Mm. What I want to know is, what is Becky Lee and Drunkfoot's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Becky Lee and Drunkfoot?
It is indeed, which makes it Tony 1, Paulie being Internet 2. I'm just looking to see if she's got a website as well. I don't think she has, but you will be able to get more information from voodoorhythm.com as well. So there you go, that's an idea, isn't it? Now then, did you do anything last week?
Fuckloads of tiling.
Brilliant, well done. That's what our audience want to hear all about.
Yep, yeah. In a brick pattern.
Oh.
Yeah, that's my week. We've got the Steph's family's over this week, so it was a mad rush to get everything ready. So we ordered a bed and tidied everything, painted everything as much as we could, and that my task was to get the bathroom ready to have a shower. They've been here since Monday, no one's had a shower. I keep popping off. I'm just going to the bathroom and coming back 4 hours later covered in tile adhesive and looking rather estranged. That's been my whole week.
You don't want to walk out of a bathroom covered in tile adhesive. People might get the wrong idea.
They think I've been wanked off in the field.
That is all. But you said that, not me. But fair enough.
Yeah.
Well, it's all right. I did loads. Okay. What did I do? Let's go back. Where should we go back to? Let's go back to last Friday when I did my comedy show in Hitchin and then went out and got leathered after it. It was very good. Susan Murray was excellent. Kerry Marks was excellent. Same thing happened on Saturday, bizarrely. And then on Sunday, I did Bullstock, which is now the biggest free music festival in Hertfordshire.
Okay.
And I did a Sunday afternoon in a pub called The White Hart, and well, I put on 10 stand-up comedians all afternoon, all free. It was brilliant. And had a great time. After that, we went over to... Oh, and what I did was, I gave every single act who was on one beer token, not realising that there were actually two beer tokens for each act, which obviously meant when it finished at 6:30, I had 10 beer tokens, and fuck me, I used them. Then I went to see Cunt and the Gang in a pub around the corner called The Engine. That was brilliant.
Of course.
Then I ended up staying out till 3 a.m. And then, because I couldn't get a taxi, I walked home 1.8 miles with my guitar on my back, hardly ever to focus and stagger. God knows how long it took.
Wow.
Don't put it that way. I basically zigzagged. I probably walked about 4 miles in total.
Yeah.
With my guitar on my back, Tony.
Jesus.
I know. 42 years old. Still rocking.
It's impressive.
Still living it old school. I just camped out in a hobo jungle. I rode 1 mile of track. Until I found myself in Mobile, Alabama, at a club they call Big Jacks. So it was brilliant. And the direct result of that, not the walk home, but the direct result of it is that I've now got a new gig in Bulldog, which is the one we just mentioned, because it all went so well. And then the guy in the engine, when Johnny runs stuff in here, went, yes, I do. Brilliant pub. More information to follow.
Brilliant.
So that was my last week, really. And then I got my... And then I had my girly day today when I went down to Felix's and I got my hair cut and dyed again. So, right, take tears off me. Look out. Look out, ladies. I'll tell you what I'm going to do this week later on the show. Right now, I want to get on with the next track. So do that?
Yep, it's cool.
This is another one that's come through from people like you and Simon Says, and it's The Bones. And if I'm not mistaken, The Bones are Swedish. So we've gone Northern English, Swiss, Swedish so far. What I want to know is, Tony, what is The Bones' website?
Thebones.se?
No, it's bonesrockandroll.com. Paul of the Internet 3, Tony 1. This is from the Bones Ladies album. Stay tuned after this to hear a track from the Royal Beat Conspiracy, who I think are from Denmark. It's all at me this week, Tony. Anyway, Shooting Blanks.
Bled like a shot fox.
We're raffling off an original painting by me, the Word Whore. For only $25, you could own a little something I had my dirty, dirty hands all over all summer long. Every single penny goes directly towards paying for the fact that I still have both of those hands and can still almost sort of use the important one to continue to do what I do. Join us on Facebook for sneak peeks of the painting in progress. Visit our forum for a look at some of my past work. Tickets are on sale now at airoutmyshorts.com. Thank you and good luck.
Looking for you. A criminal girl has your destination.
That was the Royal Beat Conspiracy in a track called The Real Thing, which is taken from Pushing Scandinavian Rock to the Man, which is the first Pushing Scandinavian Rock to the Man. What brought my attention to brilliant European music was actually Pushing Scandinavian Rock to the Man Volume 3. This one came out, so 1999, 13 years old. But what I want to know is, what is the Royal Beat Conspiracy's website?
TheRoyalBeatConspiracy.com?
Can't find one. Don't even know if it's going anymore. But you might be able to find out more information by Bad Afro. Bad Afro Records. If you type in Bad Afro Records, you'll find their website. So I'm going to give you the point for that because I couldn't find one. So it's Tony 2, Paulie B and the Internet 3. And yeah, if you know anything about the Royal Beat Conspiracy and what they're up to right now, do email me and then I'll know, won't I? You're listening to Project Marv underneath. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
It's okay.
Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
Does that mean it's time for
Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar? Yep. Another week, another week full of gigs at 12 Bar Club, still on Denmark Street, still in London, obviously. Doing Friday to Sunday as per the norm. This Friday, 14th September, CC Smugglers, Stinging Nettles, The Dry Bones, Rambling Matt, The Love Me Tenders, and DJ Keith Thompson. It's a Bonnie and Clyde's Renegade Rendezvous night.
I don't think DJ Keith Thompson is a very catchy name for a band.
No, all very clever. Maybe it is.
I don't know about that.
It might be clever. If it is, actually not a DJ.
Probably a nice... But you don't know the fella. I'm only joking. I don't think they really... I think it's probably a DJ called Keith Thompson. I don't think it's really the name of a band, but... Well done for playing along.
How much do you think that is?
£6.
It is. This Saturday, 15 September, Scatsville Busters, Joseph Rogers and the Rockabilly 3, Albert Z... Oh, Albert Z in the Uptown 3 and Fever Rockabilly Trio. That's a lot of numbers in there. So we've got Joseph Rogers in the Rockabilly 3, Albert Z in the Uptown 3 and Fever Rockabilly Trio. It's a Tiki Boom night.
Well, that is three blokes with three people with them.
Yeah.
That's 12 people, Tony.
That's a lot, isn't it?
It is a
big stage.
Sounds like a great night, by the way.
Hmm.
Sounds like my sort of thing.
How much do you think it would be?
£6.
Seven.
Oh, £7. Mind you, there are a lot of trios.
There's
on.
A lot of people.
Well, they're not trios, but you know what I mean.
Mm. Finally, Sunday night, Miniature Cities and More to be confirmed. I don't know much more than that. How much do you think that is?
Sundays always catch me out, don't they?
Mm.
Fiver.
Yes.
Oh, not bad. 675. Quite a long way up the road from the,
yeah.
from the beast.
Exactly. That's so, it then.
No, it's not.
Oh, ooh.
Big news this weekend, mate, at the Roadmen in Northampton, Bedlam Breakout is back. They do things twice a year there. It's on Saturday and Sunday. And now I could nearly go on Saturday, but I can't now. It's got loads of good bands on. The Sunday lineup looks fantastic with Guana Bats and Space Cadets. The Saturday lineup looks really, really good, but a lot of the bands that are on I'm not familiar with. On the Friday night, however, there is a gig, I think the pub's called The Railway, I'll have to double check, but they're doing a pre-Bedlam Breakout Festival party with four bands on, including Henry and the Bleeders and Sergeant Bilko's Crazy Combo, both of which I've seen before and both of which are very, very good. So I am going to try and go to that because at the moment I'm not working on Friday or Saturday this week. So at the moment I can get along... Sorry, I am working Saturday now. I'm busy on Saturday, should I say. So I am going to try and get along to that on Friday night. If you're in the Northampton area, come down and say hi. It's only £5 or £6 to get in, and they've made a point of saying all the money goes to the bands.
Ah, cool. Good.
Because I think there's been... a few incidents in Psychobilly recently where people have been ripping off the bands and they want to stress they're not doing that. So that's on this Friday and I'm hoping to be there. Possibly my mate Steve as well. Who knows? I might even stay over in a hotel. Ho ho, get proper leathered. So that's about that. So that now concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
12 bar.
Something from Paul as well.
Yeah, as well, stuff from that. Right.
Yeah.
Now for something completely different. This is a band called Decafemen, who I called Decafemen last time, but it's Cavemen like cavemen, it's Decafemen. And they're from Holland, wouldn't you know? and they've got a new single out that is in memory of someone or other, and I haven't got the information, who was a famous Dutch garage guy from the 60s.
Right.
I hope that makes sense. I'm going to ask you what their website is right now. What is Decavemen's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Decavemen.
Yes, it is, and Caveman is D-E-K-E-E-F-M-E-N. And which makes it Tony 3 pulling being in set 3. That's just made it more interesting, hasn't it? This is LSD, got $1 million. You're listening to Planet Smashers underneath this. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
It's okay.
That was Decavemen and LSD got $1 million. Good track, that. Like it. Are you doing anything this week?
So we've still got Steph's family over till the weekend, so hopefully we'll manage to get a shower working and then maybe even rock out into town and maybe go to a pub at some point.
Wow, that's German in-laws in common.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's quite, that'd be it. So that'd be nice to get out from the
bathroom. How do they feel about not washing? I mean, if they were French, it'd be all right, wouldn't it?
Yeah, true. Well, up to last night, they were quiet on it. But yesterday, they were just like, "Well, so what can we do to help get the shower working?" So I think they'd like it working, as would I. So
I would understand that. Have they been going swimming?
No, they've been all right. Right. Well, they've gone to Birmingham and have a friend's house so they can shower for all their lives.
Is that the only reason they've gone?
Probably. No, they're going to go anywhere to visit, but I think it's a welcome change to go and have a wash. I feel quite bad about it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I can only do what I can do.
Well, Thursday night, I'm doing a charity gig in Dunstable, but it's sold out, so you can't go to that. Mm-hmm. Friday night, I've already told you about. Saturday night, the reason I was knowing about it, I might have a gig, or I just found out it's a friend of mine is going to go to university, so he's having a leaving do. So I said I would go to that, and I'm afraid that would have to take preference if I don't get the gig on me going to bed and breakout, which is a real shame, but that's one of the things. And Sunday night, I'm doing a gig on a holiday park just outside of Biddeford.
Where's Biddeford?
Hello, Mr. Mainstream. North Devon.
Awesome.
Surf heaven, mate. North Devon, surf heaven.
Cool. That's quite a distance, then.
It is, but I'm on with a bloke called Phil Butler, who doesn't live that far from me, so we're going to share the drive.
Ah, cool.
So he's not going to be so bad in gas. And then it'll suddenly be next week again.
Oh.
Outrageous. And I'll tell you about next week. Next week, of course.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah. I'm not going to tell you about it now. That would spoil it, wouldn't it?
Exactly.
Especially if some of these shows go out about a week late. I like to keep you guessing what I'm doing. let you find out retrospectively. That's a good word.
That's nice.
But next track. This is an old track. Another old one. This time by a Spanish band. I did look for the most impossible title for you to say.
Okay.
But I chose not to do it. I chose to do the best track I could find. This was from Hispanic Stomp Volume 1, CD 2 or 3, I think CD 2, but they're all free for download. If you type in Hispanic Stomp to the old internet there, you will find out how you can download a load of Spanish rockabilly and psychabilly for nothing, and it's really, really good, and loads of surf as well. What I want to know is, what is the band are called Lobos Negros. What is Lobos Negros' website?
Lobosnegros.se.
No.
Yes.
Yes. Swedish. Spanish. Whoa, that was lucky. Point of the internet 4, Tony 3. I'll let you announce this one.
It's El Boogie de Dole Muelas.
Hacer para quitarme este dolor.
Ay, 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 cómo me duelen las muelas.
Me duelen en la cama, en la calle o en el bar.
Ay, 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 cómo me duelen las muelas.
Me duelen las jodillas, no paran de molestar.
Ay, 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 cómo me duelen las muelas.
Dime qué hay que hacer para quitarme este dolor.
Ay, 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 cómo me duelen las muelas.
Que me saque las muelas.
Ay, ay, ay,
como
me duelen las muelas.
Tengo que ir al dentista que me saque las muelas.
Ay, 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 como me duelen las muelas.
Tengo que ir al dentista que las saque enteras.
Ay, 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 como me duelen las muelas.
Y el condenado del dentista me sacó las pelas.
Ay, 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 como me duelen las muelas.
Y el condenado del dentista me sacó las pelas.
Ay, 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 como me duelen.
Condenado del dentista me sacó las pelas.
Ay, 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 cómo me duelen las
You're listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
and well pronounced. It was like you knew I was going to say that to you. That was Lobos Negros and El Bugido Dolo de Muelef. And the reason I played that is a direct result of hearing about those crazy Catalans today trying to get independence again. And many of them took to the streets in Barcelona going, we've had enough of Spain. Spain are rubbish. We want our own country. I'm inclined to agree with them, really. Will I be there next week? Who knows? Now, have you got a twat?
No.
Oh, dear.
After the highlights of last week's twat, we're back to normal. I've no twat. This year, twat thing's just not working out, so please do get us a twat. It's getting darker, it's getting colder. I'd like a twat to warm me up,
yeah,
to be honest.
There's always twats in the dark.
Yeah. So, please do email me your twats. Tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It's that simple. Email me now, or twats received with thanks.
However, we do have some sad news, don't we?
We do. So, yeah, so we are featured on various internet radio stations. And every week we send out, well, the show goes out to all of them, and I send a little preview out to them. And one responded, Hussy Skunk, who was the first internet radio station, I believe, that took us on. They unfortunately are closing down.
It's a shame, isn't it?
Yeah, at the end of the month, I think it just isn't really working anymore. I don't think anything majorly bad has happened. I think it's lived its course. You know. But yeah, so it's a shame.
Some people would say we did a couple of years ago. It's kept going.
Yeah. It's a shame. Matt Huskun, let us know. I think it's really bad. Huskunk.com. Listen to it while it's still up.
Yeah.
It's good, some great music on there. They released some CDs as well, didn't they? Some compilations at one point.
And thanks very much to Matt. It's been really nice working with you, and best luck for the future.
Hope everything works out in the future.
Right. Last track. This band are from the US. They have been supplanted. Well, no, they've now reinvented themselves in the UK. I think it's from US and Canada and all over the place, in fact. A band called MFC Chicken. They've got a great new album out. We have played a track of it before called I'm In Love With Every Girl On The Tube. This is another great song. They're such a catchy band. In the vein of King Salami and the Cumberland Three, I'd say, and I hope they gig together sometimes because they're a perfect match. What I want to know is, what is MFC Chicken's Facebook page?
facebook.com/MFC Chicken.
It is. It's totally poorly being the internet for. Love is going to fuck you up.
Promise me you'll love me till the end of time, but you can give it 6 months, you'll probably change your mind. I said, love the girl. I said, love the girl. I said, love the girl. The love is gonna fuck you up. Well, you listen to that music about the true romance. You can switch it off, honey, you ain't got a bad chance. I love the girl. I said, love the girl. I said, love the girl. Fuck you up.
That was MFC Chicken. They're great. I'm going to play another track from that album before long. Absolutely brilliant. They've got some instrumentals as well. Might even make a bed out of them at some point. You never know. That's about it for this week. I hope you had a good listen and all that. You know there's stuff we want you to do. We really, really do want you to do it. But you know what we want you to do the most? Reviews at iTunes. Go for it, Tone.
Yeah, please do reviews at iTunes. It does make a massive difference to us. It's all free. Takes but a moment. Few reviews help moves with the featured rankings. So it would help us out. Easiest way to do it, go to punkyradio.com. On the left of the screen is an iTunes link. Hit that. It will open up the iTunes music store where you can review us. You need to log in. So log in, review us. 5 stars only. Obviously, and we'll read them out. If you're not in the UK or the US, if you email me your review, tony@punkyradio.com, we'll feature it on the show.
Yeah, and one last thing, my friend Laura is in hospital, and Laura, I hope you get well very, very soon. That's about it. I'll talk to you next week. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoo.
Bunch of guns here.